Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. A huge thank you to Marty Ronsky, COO of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, who joined us for the last half hour. If you missed it, not to worry. You can go check that interview out on Spotify, Apple Pods, anywhere that you get your podcasts, or by going to the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. We've got all of our old shows there, so you can catch up with me. And I also want to share with you all, we are going to give away some Brewers tickets this half hour. We've got four of them, and it's with plenty of lead time. The game that we're giving away tickets for is on April 19th. It is, let me double check notes here, a 6:10 start time. We're going to give away the tickets in two sets of two. And these are in the Civic Media lovely box. They're great seats. I've sat there myself. You got a great view of the field. Calvin and I are going to cook up some Brewers trivia. You can call in to win. And here's a bit of Brewers trivia, which I have to give a great big thank you to Greg, who's watching us on Facebook. You can always watch us if you don't like listening. We've got at Maggie Dawn Show on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Civic Media also has our own YouTube channel. Greg letting me know it wasn't Euchre who called that last bit of the ALCS game in 1982. It was Dwayne Mosley. Bob was already in the locker room for the post game for ABC. There was so much excitement in the voice that it could have been Euchre. It wasn't. I thank you, Greg. I will always take a live fact check on the air from you wonderful listeners, because it is always a conversation and hopefully a great one here at Civic Media. We're also all about real news. Wanted to share some breaking news with you that just came across the line while we were talking with Marty Ronsky. A judge has ordered the Trump administration to return to the United States a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. Folks, the conflict between the courts and the Trump administration seems to be ramping up virtually daily. So watch this space. We'll have more coverage of that in the coming days as the Trump administration is forced to respond. Remember, this was the Maryland man who had a federal judge order that he not be deported. And the Trump administration deported him anyways, a man who's never been convicted of a crime. His only purported crime was having a tiger or a lion tattoo. I forget which one it was, which some unnamed confidential informant said meant this guy was in some gang, and he was gone. Here one day, gone the next, no due process, even though the Constitution guarantees that to every single human being standing on American soil. So again, that judge ordering that that man be returned from El Salvador back to the United States. Let's keep in mind that the Trump administration, though they admitted on the record that the man was deported by accident, that calling it a clerical error, refused, when contacted by the man's attorney, refused to do anything about it. And this includes over the period of time that Kristi Noem was actually standing in the very prison where this guy was being kept, talking to El Salvadorian officials. You think she could have been like, hey, there's a guy here, shouldn't be here, our mistake. Can you be sure to let him go? We'll just put him on the plane and take him back with us. Yeah, that didn't happen. Literally refused to lift a finger, claiming that since he's no longer in the U.S., not on U.S. territory, on U.S. land, there was nothing they could do about it, despite the fact that El Salvador has been pretty willing to do whatever Donald Trump has asked of that country since he was sworn into office. Can you imagine if your brother, sister, a loved one, your child was all of a sudden disappeared by government officials and they admitted that they shouldn't have disappeared your loved one, and then they said, we're not going to do a damn thing about it? Is that the way this is supposed to work? I ask you, what would you do? What if you didn't have any money for a lawyer? What if it wasn't a cause célèbre? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. That has been a story that I have been very deeply disturbed by since it broke last week. We'll talk more about it. I've been waiting for this court decision to sort of dig into it more deeply. So we'll cover more of that next week as, again, that story develops. What I wanted to spend a moment to talk about this afternoon as we get ready at 3 o'clock for another fine segment of Ask Maggie, where you can ask me anything you want, and my fabulous senior producer, Jamie, will put me on a timer, and I only have a wee bit of time to answer your questions. If you've got those questions, be sure to send them to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That email, again, is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You can always text or call them in as well, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. The Eric Adams case dismissal, you guys remember this? Led to basically a Sunday night massacre, a bunch of firings of DOJ officials, of assistant U.S. attorneys that refused to go along with Donald Trump's directive to Pam Bondi and his Department of Justice to dismiss what were extremely serious corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Remember, the judge in that case said, I want briefing from the government and Eric Adams' defense attorneys about whether or not I should dismiss it. Do you remember that the government requested dismissal of those criminal charges without prejudice? Remember that? We talked about it on this show. I talked about it also with my colleague, Dom Salvia. And I pointed out that the without prejudice was a big deal, right? Because the DOJ argued, oh, listen, this was a bit of a quid pro quo here with Eric Adams. He's going to help us implement Donald Trump's immigration deportation directives. And in exchange, we'll dismiss these charges, but we're going to do it without prejudice so we can bring these charges again if he doesn't cooperate. That's called extortion. I could argue that that's what Donald Trump's been doing with all these law firms and the executive orders directed at law firms. The brand of the Trump administration is extortion. Play ball, pardon the pun with me, or I will punish you. It's his tariff policy. It's extortion. But it was very specific in the case of Eric Adams' case dismissal. The judge went so far as to request that Paul Clement, a former Solicitor General, a Federalist Society member, a conservative of the highest order, actually provide additional objective briefing to the court about whether he should dismiss the case and whether, if he dismisses it, it should be dismissed with or without prejudice. Well, that judge finally came to a conclusion and ordered that dismissal of the case this week. But here's the rub. The judge didn't dismiss the case without prejudice, which, in my opinion, is in part a loss for the citizens of the city of New York. Eric Adams cannot be prosecuted again for those very criminal acts that he was, or alleged criminal acts that he was charged with. And again, they're significant. It's basically taking bribes, kickback scheme. It's government corruption. Citizens of New York will be harmed by Donald Trump extorting Eric Adams and requiring his DOJ to dismiss those charges. Again, led to firings of people who wouldn't cooperate, resignations from others. What the judge did here, however, was dismiss Eric Adams' charges with prejudice. With prejudice. Now, to the degree that it is potentially a loss of accountability for the citizens of the city of New York, what the judge was also saying to the Donald Trump administration is, you will not use my courtroom and this case to engage in extortion. You're not going to hold an anvil or an axe over Eric Adams' head so that you can co-opt the resources of the city of New York to execute what some courts to date have concluded are unconstitutional deportation policies, like the court that just minutes ago said to Donald Trump and his administration, you got to bring that man back that you never should have deported. And what's important is that the judge recognized exactly what was going on. And I want to read a little bit from the judge's decision, because he gets it just right. This is U.S. District Judge Dale Ho writing this week in his order to dismiss the criminal corruption charges against City of New York Mayor Eric Adams. Here's what he writes. Taking a step back from the particulars of this case, the DOJ's immigration enforcement rationale is both unprecedented and breathtaking in its sweep. The DOJ cites no example, and the court is unable to find any, of the government dismissing charges against an elected official because doing so would enable the official to facilitate federal policy goals. And DOJ's assertion that it has virtually unreviewable license to dismiss charges on this basis is disturbing in its breadth, implying that public officials may receive special dispensation if they are compliant with an incumbent administration's policy priorities. That suggestion is fundamentally incompatible with the basic promise of equal justice under the law. To the extent that the government may be seeking to extract policy concessions from the mayor, dismissal with prejudice, rather than continuation of the prosecution, best addresses that concern. It ensures that going forward, the charges in the indictment cannot be used as leverage over Mayor Adams or the city of New York. The federal judge, a sitting federal judge, just wrote exactly what I explained to you. It's fancy language, but what that federal judge said was, Donald Trump, you're extorting Mayor Eric Adams, and you're not going to do it in my court. These charges will be dismissed with prejudice. And he did so, and in other portions of that decision said, listen, I don't think the dismissal should happen, but I can't force the DOJ to prosecute. How would I do that? That is a historic moment. A federal sitting judge basically just told the Trump administration, you are engaging in extortion. And I think that that decision by Judge Ho should serve as an example to other federal Article III judges about how you deal with an extortionist mob boss who happens to be sitting in the Oval Office, where there's a Supreme Court who said he can order the murder of political enemies and you can't touch him. We're going to continue this discussion when we get back on the other side. If you want to join me, you got questions or comments, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to keep it locked, because I might do a little review of exactly Donald Trump's checkered business history. Because the idea that this guy knows lots about economics is just hogwash. I break it all down next. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.